Welcome, Mom and Dads. Thank you for tuning in to episode 8 of Minimal Filters. I am Nathan Baylor, and my co-host is Kale Clouston.
Hey, everyone.
We have an excellent show for you guys today.
Oh, yeah.
We go through current events, including a couple of Nathan and Kale's rating scales. We then will transition into an awesome interview with local influencer Lexi Winters, where we talk about everything from TikTok fame all the way to if size matters.
Such a good interview.
Man, like, will you ever let me do a full intro?
No, I have to get a voice in at least twice in the first 30 seconds.
All right, after the interview, we go to the people segment, Ask MF. We got some deep questions today, so be prepared for some life advice that you should probably not listen to.
Yeah.
After that, we just simply wrap up with the shower thought of the day. I'll be honest, that intro was tough. My mouth was getting a little dry there.
Yeah, a little cotton mouth.
A little water. Little wet there. Holy fuck. Okay.
Get right into it. Let's do right into the Nathan and Kale rating.
Want some scales? Let's get some scales. Okay.
For those of you who don't remember or don't know what this is yet, this is a new segment. It's a segment. It's
basically our shortest segment.
Yeah, it's our shortest segment. Well, we could make long, I guess. This one might be long because there's two, but we introduced it last week. What we do is basically go to any event we go to or anything we go to that isn't just like a typical weekend we usually have, we then rate it. On our own scale, we made from 1 to 5, 1, shitting pants, which is easily the worst thing, 2, anxiety, which sucks, but you'll get through it, 3, lukewarm water, which is the most average thing ever, 4, happy hour, always a good time, but don't sell your soul, 5, peak climax, which is literally worth dying.
Yeah.
Best experience.
Yeah. Ever. Okay, so we'll just hop right into it. We had the Eric Church concert on Friday. And we had the back alley VIP experience on Saturday.
Minimal Filters edition.
Can I just say before we get into the actual ratings, the worst thing ever at concerts is deciding whether or not to stand up or sit down.
Yeah, I feel like obviously if you're like front row, you have to stand. Like
anywhere on the floor, obviously. Yeah.
There are seats on the floor too, but everyone on the floor is standing and dancing.
Anywhere else, man, it's just such a tough situation to be in. Like I never know what to do.
Yeah.
And as someone who suffers from ATL, always tired legs, it's just too tough for me to stand up the whole time.
Yeah, it's like it always depends too. Like if people in front of you are standing, then you almost have to because you can't see.
You quite literally
but
have to.
But then people behind you can't see.
It takes so one row of people to just ruin it for everyone.
I honestly personally think sit down unless like the most popular song that singer has is out.
Okay, so Eric Church concert, do you want yours first or do you want me to go?
You can go ahead.
Okay. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, especially from our Hick listeners or our Cowboy listeners. Love you guys. But it was lukewarm water for me, man.
Oh, really?
And I know there was a lot of people who enjoyed the concert and some people had great times. But I don't know if it was like a combination of like where we were sitting or the fact that he just only played acoustic, but for me, it just wasn't anything special. And by the end of it, I was actually considering rating it anxiety even.
Yeah, I can respect that.
I just wanted it to be over with because first of all, I couldn't hear when he was talking or trying to be an entertainer. Obviously that's just what happens when you pay for shitty seats. I wouldn't say shitty seats,
honestly,
but
I like those seats.
I like that you can see everything, but I couldn't hear anything. Yeah. So for me, the Eric Church, like I went to his concert as a younger kid and I actually loved it, even though I really didn't know many of his songs, but it was an awesome atmosphere. But for this one, I'm sorry, I gotta go with lukewarm water. All and right. I'd like to apologize, please, all of you Eric Church fans, my bad.
Eric Church fans.
Don't hang this podcast up yet. It's still a pretty good
don't
podcast
press
we
on
got
this
here.
Podcast.
Yeah, that's you're
fair.
Up.
That's
yeah.
Fair. Honestly, yeah, for me, I was so, so excited for this concert. We had our tickets for probably, it was over a month.
It was
definitely.
A month, I think, yeah.
And probably about 10 days in advance, I started just cranking Eric Church music. I used to love Eric Church when I was probably like grade 9 or 10. Homeboy, Love Your Love the Most. Some of his like
Springsteen.
Older songs.
Can't
yeah,
go
Springsteen,
wrong with
Springsteen. That was like more of like a headliner. I liked his old songs that weren't quite as popular. And I like, he only sang like one of those old 5 songs that I love. I know that everyone else loved too. And yeah, like you said, it was acoustic, which
was,
I saw there
was
people,
it actual
there was people saying that like he meant to do that. It was like a return to Calgary, first time in 3 years kind of thing. He was just like,
I heard a rumor that his band all got COVID.
Oh, it's not a rumor. It's legit. His band, the drummer and I think the secondary guitarist, whatever they're called, and one of the main sound guys all had COVID, so they couldn't show up.
Damn.
I mean, that's an excuse for our church, I guess, as to why it wasn't as great. But at the same time, people were saying he was kind of more or less leaning towards acoustic to begin with.
Yeah. Which, I mean, like, honestly, like, it's still fine music. But for me, like, yeah. I was, like, expecting, like, his faster up pace, like, yeah, his faster like songs, Eric stuff Church, like that.
He can make it a fucking rock concert every once.
Yeah.
There's a YouTube video my dad and I have watched time and time again. It's with him and Hailstorm. It's called That's Damn Rock and Roll. I think it's a song that they sang together. It's just fucking insane. So much.
So energy. what are you rating it then?
I'm going to rate it fucking in between Anxiety and Lukewarm.
You're going to go basically, oh, fuck. Because
again,
yeah.
like.
I know.
It says right here for Anxiety, it sucks, but you'll get through it. And that's kind of how I felt.
That's where I was. Yeah.
Because I knew that the next day was going to be a sick night.
Yeah. I totally get it.
It wasn't that great.
I did have one hilarious story though. So right when the concert started, I realized I didn't have a drink. So I went down to the concourse. And, you know, the lines were pretty massive. I'd like to apologize to anyone who saw a person in a Minimal Filter shirt basically cut in front of 30 people. I did the old, like, oh, can I sneak past you? And then I didn't sneak past them. I just stopped. I planned my feet. I was that douchebag who cut the line.
That's okay.
However, the funniest part of my night, besides seeing people fall downstairs, which, I mean, it's always funny to see, there were these two women in front of me. I'd say, like, 30 to 40-ish range. They asked for some Bud Light seltzers. They were out. So they said, what else do you have? They said, we have white wine. And the one lady was very hesitant. Like, she obviously wasn't a wine fan. She was very hesitant. And they were like, okay, we'll just get the wine. Swear to God, this lady, the one who was hesitant, she takes one sip of it, throws up on the ATM machine, like the debit machine that you tap your card. And I just, like, I was directly behind them.
No more cash.
I was basically in shock. I was like, you know what? Someone pre-drank a little too hard. Mm-hmm. They turned around to me. They said, we're so sorry. And I was like, you didn't get it. I mean, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that machine was basically, you know what really bothered me though, was the girl who was working. She wiped it off, but just did one quick swipe. So there's still like a nice little chunk like hanging on a corner. So, I mean, that was a good way to start off my night. Yeah. It was funny, but however, you know, my stomach like kind of churned a little bit.
And you did mention how, aside from seeing people fall, holy fuck, dude. Like, I think two of our boys, yeah, exact same thing. They did the exact same thing. You'd think the one would learn from seeing the other do it, but walked down the stairs with no hands on the rails.
That's why there's railings.
Fucking slipped.
Anyone
fell backwards, flung their beer everywhere.
Anyone who's ever been in nosebleeds or higher up seats, like there's railings for a reason. Like they're, trust me, like you don't want to trust yourself, especially if you have a couple of drinks. So
and I feel like nosebleeds is where like, the spilly people always fucking sit. So it's just going to be liquid everywhere.
All right. So Eric Church, you're basically in between Anxiety, Lukewarm. I'm just going to go Lukewarm. Yes. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
5.5 out of 10. That's not
please
good.
Don't hate on us people who are in love with Eric Church. I still love his music.
Same. And I'm think fucking that's, mad.
I think the main reason why I'm rating it is because I expected it to be so good. And for me, it didn't reach my high expectations.
I overhyped it for myself, I think.
Okay, we'll go rate two artists.
Wait. Did you hear, have you heard a song Gargalon yet?
No.
You haven't heard a song?
Is it a new one?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, thank you for that sidetrack that just went nowhere. Saturday night, our first ever official Minimal Filters VIP experience.
So sick.
There will be many more. I can tell you that right now.
100%. Probably like...
This was the beginning of basically our reign as...
As champions,
yeah.
The podcast industry.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for our trophy. I'm going to go with Happy Hour. I love the layout of the place. For those of you who haven't been to the back alley, it's open and they basically let you dance wherever you want. You can basically injure yourself certain places that you could dance on.
Oh, yeah, very.
The music was awesome. It was just straight gas. It was just phenomenal. And I got to pour alcohol down girls' throats, so that will be a memory of mine forever.
Yeah, that was sick as fuck. So we literally, like, we got there, we were told to come right at 9 o'clock, share shit, we were the only people in the whole entire spot.
That actually might be the only reason why I didn't rate it a 5, is because when we walked in, we were the only people in the whole bar.
The pre-drink is kind of lost.
And it's just diminishing, you're like, ah.
You're like, fuck.
It ramped up within, like, 45 minutes to an hour.
And also, like, fine. The PBR was that night. Or I think it was the PBR.
Yeah, it was.
And so all those people who were there earlier came to the back alley, which is definitely that crowd. But, yeah, that's a rating. You said happy hour?
Yeah, I went happy
hour.
I'm
going to give it the same.
Yeah.
And, again, for your reason that the start, we got there too early. I mean, it makes sense because, obviously, if you guys didn't understand by now, yeah, we had a big VIP section because we had two tables, minimal filters, and we got three free bottles of alcohol, which was fucking clutch.
Yeah, I think that really ruined a lot of people's nights. The next day, like when I was talking to everyone who basically came with us, there was a single person who was like, I'm not deathly hungover.
I was ill the next day.
I was ill, and it turns out I wasn't just hungover, I had strep throat, so that's awesome. That's so fair. That was a great weekend for me. Good thing I didn't have any drunk makeouts that night. So.
Yeah, good. That actually is really good, or else you would have got fucking mega spreader.
Good self-control there.
But yeah, they made a sign for us too, and I have a video of it. I think I posted on the Minimal Filters story. Yeah, I definitely did on Instagram.
Yeah.
They came out with a big sign for us, came out with like fucking
sparklies. I kind of like everyone who got bottle service that night got the sparklies.
Yeah.
But the sign like was pretty dope. It gave me a little goosebumps.
Yeah.
You know, any place that you go to that makes you feel like you're not just a regular customer. I mean, it's a good place to go.
And I was like, I literally posted a picture. I'm like, Mama, we made it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, maybe like we props, didn't quite make it.
But props to the back alley. You guys made it a phenomenal night. Yeah. For anyone who hasn't been there, it's a different atmosphere than most clubs in Calgary, 100%, for sure.
But it's new.
But
something new.
Exactly. So if you ever like are tired of the regular, like, I don't know, like the younger crowds, because it's not just young people there for sure, but
I'm officially tired of the young crowds.
Yeah, I would say it's a different energy, and honestly, it's a place that I think I will definitely be going to more often. For me, I got to stop going out way too much, though. So that was Nathan and Kale's rating scales.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed that one. We gave, I guess, total 8 out of 10, which is...
Eric Church is 8 out of 10. Back Alley is 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
And then Eric Church is 5.5.
And Battle of Alberta was 9.5.
Yeah, pretty high, and obviously that's pretty biased because we are former hockey guys. Yeah. Keep that in mind.
Still hockey fans, though.
Let's get into some current events. Mm-hmm. Did you see Tinder had an update?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really a Tinder guy.
Okay, so
never actually fucking.
Yeah, like definitely me neither. I would never use that.
That's the only place. So is you fucking love Tinder.
There's four categories that you can go under on Tinder. The four categories are: there's looking for love. I mean, why the fuck are you on Tinder if you're looking for love? Like, try eHarmony or something. That's my logic. There's
better rates only.
There's Let's Be Friends, which, I mean, is kind of cool because it's for people who just want to party together.
Just move to the city, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that's not bad. I totally get it. Yeah. There's Coffee Date, which I think should go under Looking for Love because, I mean, if you're going on an official date, I would say you're considered looking for love.
Why are you looking at me like that, man?
I didn't say shit.
I'm a big date.
And then lastly, and probably the most popular category, will be Free Tonight, which is categorized as something spontaneous.
Basically like, yo,
Which means, yeah, which means if you're on this category, you're down to fuck. But that category is what I always saw Tinder as. I never saw Tinder as a place to actually find a girlfriend.
Like, what took Tinder so fucking long to make this? Maybe like they thought.
Maybe they thought everyone was just using it to fuck, and they're like, maybe we need to branch.
Maybe it's like it's 2021. Not everything's about fucking. People want relationships now.
I don't know. I think COVID has made a lot of people just want to have sex.
I think the opposite.
Like the Roaring Twenties. Remember that?
Do I remember the Roaring Twenties?
You don't remember that?
I don't know.
Like in movies and shit. That's where they were just always like, you know, you'd just be at a party and there's just people having sex on couches.
You know
and
what
shit.
Happened after the Roaring Twenties?
A lot of babies.
The Dirty Thirties, which is when basically the first crash in the economy came and everyone had to move to Saskatchewan.
What?
Yeah, that's why there's so many abandoned places.
Everyone in the world moved to Saskatchewan.
Moved out of Saskatchewan. All the homesteads and farmers they went to like towards America.
That has nothing to do with anything we're talking about.
Yeah, it does. It's what you're saying is that if we're in the Roaring Twenties right now, that means the next fucking
That means years. Everyone's moving out of Saskatchewan.
Pull
in the
out
next
of your stocks
years.
Now, everyone.
Everyone who's in Saskatchewan, be ready to move. So like I said, like I think I don't really get it though, because I always saw Tinder as a place to just hook up.
Tinder sucks, dude. Honestly, I'll say that right now. Tinder sucks.
Tinder's entertaining. Like that's for me, like it's entertaining. I don't ever look for anything serious except for my last four girlfriends. So,
God damn it.
Kind of keeping on the sense of like hooking up and stuff. I saw a TikToker that blew up for explaining. She blew up because
like she exploded.
No, I don't. No, she's still alive. Oh, okay, So she basically, she blew up for having a reasoning as to why you need to have sex on the first date.
I saw that too.
So her reasoning was that she saw a guy for 10 to 15 dates and they got to know each other on a personal level.
Someone sent me that text actually.
And then the first time they had sex, she asked if he had kinks or anything and he basically said no. The first time they have sex, this guy starts saying things like, oh yeah, you want me to get you pregnant or you want me to put a baby inside of you? And so, yeah, I agree. The only reason I agree with her is because of that. Obviously, I don't have any other purposes.
Is that not like purposes. A line, girls?
I have no other purposes of as to why you should hook up on a first date besides that, obviously, because I'm a gentleman.
It honestly depends. Like,
it depends if you got that spark. I mean, it's tough. Like, if you feel like it's something that's right and it's where the night's going towards, go right ahead.
Here's what I think. If you knew this person beforehand and kind of created almost like a social media relationship, as in like you've been snapping or Instagram DMing or whatever, texting for a while leading
so
up to this date.
So basically every 2021 relationship is what you're saying.
Then you can surely fuck on the first date because it really doesn't, it's, if it's like a blind date, don't fuck on the first date. If it's like someone you just meet and they say, hey, you want to go for coffee on a Saturday? You're like, sure, do not fuck on
I don't think date. It should have anything to do with that. I think it should have to do with like if you all of a sudden just have that spark and you're like, you know what? We're already ready to rev up. We're already ready to go that next step. I don't think it should care if you meet that night or if you know each other through social media. Yeah. So I hate to disagree with your stupid
point. Oh, and that wasn't directed towards anyone specific, I can promise you.
Sorry, guys. all right, one last thing before we get to our first interview.
I got one thing too quickly after you
say okay. Really well, cool. I'll save mine then because I want to save mine right before the interview. Okay, you go ahead then. What do you got?
Elon Musk is officially richer than Bezos.
What?
Tesla is worth over $1 trillion, and Elon Musk himself is worth.
Where did you see this?
Forbes, man. Oh, $230 billion Elon Musk is worth, and Bezos is only worth 194. Obviously, that doesn't help that he got divorced and lost half of his shit.
But who do you think has more sex out of the two?
Probably Elon Musk.
I disagree.
Why?
I could see Bezos after that divorce
he's bald,
being a broken dude.
He's bald.
I don't think bald matters when you're worth that much money.
I think it does.
I don't know. I don't think
honestly,
so.
Honestly.
You're telling me you wouldn't sleep with Jeff Bezos for $1 million.
Jeff Bezos is a fucking... For $1 million, I'd rather sleep with Elon Musk.
That wasn't one of the options. I just asked you, would you sleep with Jeff Bezos for $1 million? I'm pretty sure Elon's
married. You literally
married.
Asked me, who would you rather sleep... Or who you think
and
more
then
pussy.
I said, would you sleep with Jeff Bezos for
$1 million? Oh, yeah, I would. I'd for like $150. I'm fucking broke as shit.
Yeah, I'm broke too, man.
No, but like Elon Musk, I think because he's not as much as a creep. Like, there's videos of Jeff Bezos. He's a fucking weirdo.
Is he a creepo?
Have you seen his laugh when he went to space and fucking just basically touched tips with space?
Yeah, remember he put the tip in.
Yeah.
There's he put the tip in.
Laughing like a fucking psychopath. Also, Elon Musk is 7 years younger, so I think he's probably got more stamina.
So you think he has more sex?
Yes.
All right. That's fair. I definitely see Jeff Bezos having more sex, but agree to disagree. All right.
Fuck you.
My last thing before we get to our awesome interview with Lexi. On Apple Podcasts, we got our first two ever, non-5 out of 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts.
Fuck, man.
So we had a 1 1-star and a 1 2-star.
Whoever the fuck gave us those ratings, fuck you.
Okay. I actually have a different opinion on this. So to those people who did that, I just want to say thank you because it is a statistical fact that all great podcasts have haters. So thank you for confirming that this is indeed a great podcast.
Jealousy doesn't look good on you.
Yeah, that's tough for you guys.
Be jealous, bitch.
Yeah, way to turn those 1 and 2 stars into fucking boosting my ego.
We had like 55 stars and 0 other stars. So the fact that it wasn't even like a 4 or 3, but it's a 1 and a 2, that means you're just fucking jealous. So
jealousy is pretty big.
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
All right. So now we will transition to our excellent interview with Lexi Winters.
Like, man, it was like obviously no nerves ever.
Yeah.
Because fucking who's nervous?
No, and she was awesome.
She was so awesome. Such a good speaker. Very insightful.
And you know what? I love that we basically all just went back and forth. We were super comfortable. So, mom and dads, I would not recommend listening to this one.
If you're particularly my mother, my father, please don't listen. If you are anyone else's mother or father, go ahead, I guess.
What about my parents?
Your parents can.
Nope. Okay. all right. Without further ado, Lexi Winters.
Yes.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect, with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nathan and I are more than happy to introduce to you today our first ever live in-person interview with special guest, social media influencer, Lexi Winters. Lexi, how are you this fine October evening?
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me on the podcast. Yeah, of course. I am doing fantastic. How are you guys?
We're good.
I'm doing phenomenal, honestly. No nerves today.
I promise you that much. So like I just mentioned, and like it's not even like self-proclaimed because the numbers speak for themselves. You're an influencer.
Oh my God, you guys are hyping me up.
You got 25,000 Instagram followers.
Yes.
380,000 on TikTok with over 2.5 million likes total. So, I mean, we know what it's like being famous, obviously, but I we have to ask you, what's it like being an influencer? What's it like being famous?
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I mean, famous is like maybe a little bit of an overstatement, It's really fun. It honestly is something when I was young, I would always like make vlogs on my mom's camera or like even my own like iPods. And I was always just doing that. It's always something I wanted to do. I actually had a YouTube channel when I was 13. It was called Lex Beauty 101. Yeah, super cringe. Yeah. And I got bullied so bad for it. So I stopped. But then I was just like, as I grew older, I was like, this is what I want to do. So like, I don't give a shit what anybody thinks.
Yeah. Were you a photo booth? Did you use photo booth back in the day?
Yeah.
Photo booth was the OG.
I'm not going to lie. But my first time with a MacBook and I've been using photo booth just for fun sometimes. I'll admit.
Right? It's so fun.
It's never going
to
get old.
Have you ever used photo booth to take nudes?
Who are you asking?
That's an open question.
Pop front screen in the mirror.
Yeah.
So.
You're like, what's it? Yeah, holding it as if it's like an iPad. Mirror selfie. Yeah, love that. It's hilarious.
Love it.
So like, we'll kind of continue on this path, but like, when did you kind of notice your social media career kind of take off? And then like, also like, kind of like, what did that feel like when it first started blowing up?
Totally. Good question. Okay, so it was in 2019 when TikTok, like, it was before the Charli D'Amelio days and, like, the Addison Rae days.
The good old days,
yeah. Yeah, the good old days. And so I was just, like, making stupid videos. Like, I would always just make, like, dumb gag videos, I guess. Like, just, like, silly acting ones. And then one day I did this song to, what is her name? Young Ma. And it, like, blew up. And it got, like, over a million views. And it happened, like, overnight. And so I woke up and I was, like, 14,000 followers, like, what? Did my nudes get leaked? Like, what the fuck is going on? I was so stressed out about it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what is happening? And then I looked at this video and it just had all these comments. And the thing that makes you like blow up, I guess, is like comments, especially on TikTok. People just interacting with your post, liking it, sharing it,
all that stuff. It's the algorithm.
It is. Yeah, you gotta just get the algorithm going. So that's exactly like how that kind of happened. And honestly, once that happened, I knew that I needed to like jump on the train if I wanted this to keep going. So after that, I just started posting like 3 times a day, which is a lot of content and a lot of time, but it was so much fun and it's something I enjoy doing. So I was just like, let's keep going.
Yeah, it's something you just kind of like ride that wave, right? And like exactly. That's something like our first one, you know, we had a lot of friends sharing everything. We just kind of ride that wave, right? And now you just kind of like the only way you stay on that wave is if you keep working, right? So that's exactly like what we're trying to do and obviously that you've been able to do. So
yeah. No, you guys are on the right path for show.
What's your most liked video?
Oh, okay. My most liked video is right now. It has 119,000 and it's this one of me that I did like a transition video and I was like sitting on this chair and I was like, I had my hair in a braid and just like this, like super, like I was literally wearing pajamas. And then I like flipped my hair upside down and I was wearing like this dress and it's people in this dress. My boobs were like hella out. So, and TikTok flags the hell out of me. Like they flag me constantly. So I was like, okay, I'm not trying to get flagged. So I put a Game Boy over my boobs and everybody was like, take the sticker down. Like everybody's like freaking out about
the
it.
The horny so, people on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. Like, show me boobs. Literally, yeah. Let's show me your bobs. I was like, okay, like.
Bobs and
Bagheen. Yeah, exactly. I was like, okay.
What do you like? What kind of videos do you usually post? Is it like transitions, like you said, and that most liked one? Is that like the usual?
That is. That's the usual. Either that, obviously, thirst traps, because I mean, like, that's
it, just it works.
Like, it does. Works,
we right? love. I'll tell it you right works. Now, we love thirst
like,
traps.
Right?
The amount of times, like, I comment on TikTok, like, holy shit, like, I would let this girl spit on my face or something like that. Like,
and he means it too.
Yeah, like, truly you know mean it too. Yeah.
Whenever,
okay, yeah,
whenever, yeah. whenever, like, Bayless is down bad, he just goes right to TikTok and just like, comments on every goddamn video.
That's hilarious. I love that.
Just spread the wealth around. I'm just a nice guy.
Yeah, I love it. Nice
I know you mentioned how kind of like when you rode that wave that you're doing three videos a day. Is that kind of what you're still doing, or like with another job, is it kind of like taking a back seat?
Totally. So actually, now that I've gotten the following and the consistency that I created from doing that, it's actually not good to concentrate the algorithm that much, especially because it's just nowadays on TikTok, there's so many people on TikTok that it's just like you're concentrating it way too much. So I post just once a day and it'll be like more quality videos than just like getting attention videos kind of in a way. Like now it's more like content centered and like trending videos that'll just get the views instead of having to like make three a day.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that because I was literally just going to ask you.
Yeah.
Right before you got here, you texted us saying, hey, I'll be there soon, just making a video.
Yeah.
Was that your only one today?
Yeah, okay. So that one, I actually, okay, so I always make, like, pre-recorded videos because, like you said, like, I have a full-time career job, and this is kind of, like, I guess my side hustle is what you would call it, I guess. Yeah. And so I did. I, like, recorded, I think I recorded 7 videos, and then I was like, I got to go. But I literally got off at 5, and then I was like, okay, I need to eat, and then I need to do this, and then I got to go. So that's kind of, like, the life.
Yeah.
Balancing all this stuff. It is. Yeah. You know, it's thrilling.
Yeah, like for us, like it's not a daily thing, but as soon as Tuesday hits, like that's our recording day.
Love
so
it.
We absolutely totally get it. Like, you know, we both have classes in the morning, then we kind of get home, get settled,
yeah.
and you get it done. We finish the editing, everything, and then you gotta post, and the next thing you know, it's back to your regular life, right? Like it's back to school. So until really like you make a full time out of this, it's definitely, like you said, it's definitely a side hustle.
Totally.
But at the same time, it's fun. Right?
It is.
And that's one thing for us is like despite even if things don't get bigger, even if this is like where we stay the whole time, it's like when I'm 40 years old, I'm gonna be able to tell my kids I had a podcast and I had a shit ton of fun doing it, right? So
literally, and that's also the other thing. Like the only advice that I could give with like getting actual followers that literally enjoy your content is to show that you enjoy your content. Because if you're just producing content and you're like not having fun, they can tell and they won't engage, right? So like you guys, you're doing just fine. I'm excited to see where you guys go. I genuinely am. I'm really excited.
One of the main things is our like. Our fan interaction, like we do the our one Ask MF segment where we like just get fans that ask us stupid questions, and by far that's the most fun that we've had doing it.
That's awesome.
Because the questions are the best, and like we said, and the fans are like what helps you get there, right?
So exactly.
It's your friend sharing it. It's your friend telling friends, right? So that's just kind of like what you have to do, especially like we talked before this how like you've had other influencers saying like I'm not gonna do a collab and I'm not gonna like help each other out, but like why not? Like.
Right?
It's all audience growth, right?
Exactly. And recently now I've met like so many influencers that genuinely like Calgary, especially I'd say within like the last like year and a bit has been way more like into sharing. Like everybody now is like into sharing and feeding off of each other, which is amazing. It's a great change for sure.
I think we haven't asked what's your job outside of TikTok?
Like, yeah.
What do you do from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday?
Okay, so I
feel rude not asking that.
No, that's okay.
You gotta shout it out somehow.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. So I went to school for travel and tourism. And so literally all of my courses, I took a diploma because I've always been the kind of girl where like, I like school, but I always have to try hard at it. And so like working hard is great. But I was like, I don't know if I want to do a degree because I always knew that influencing was kind of what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I went to state for 2 years and then I graduated with a travel degree in the pandemic. So that was, you
congrats,
know, fun.
Yeah, in a pandemic.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, well, where am I supposed to work?
Where am I going
to
travel now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right? I was like, this is awesome. Not. Then I worked, I just kind of like didn't work for a year. I focused on influencing stuff. And then I moved back to Calgary and I started working for this startup company called Elite Travel Management. And we manage travel spends of like large corporations that are 200,000 to 500,000 plus.
Big companies.
Yeah. Big guys. Yeah. And then, so I was a sales rep and now I'm booking travel and I'm in charge of starting our new brand called Maple. So it's going to be a handcrafted travel design company where a lot of people think of like travel agencies and they're like, oh, this like older lady sitting in an office. And it's like, no, we want to bring like a new, fresh, like hot idea to the whole shebang.
And that's kind of like you said, like the stereotype is definitely your old lady who just sits in the office and books your full travel
right?
for you.
Yeah.
And instead, like now it should be like, oh, like we can we'll bring you in and we can give you all these options and we can tell you where the most fun is, right? And like that's just an industry evolving. And I think that's like that's awesome for you guys, and it's definitely an opportunity you guys can take advantage of. So
yeah, we're excited.
I think we've got enough serious talk. Do you kind of want to get some fun questions here?
Ask me something juicy, y'all. Let's go. Hit me with the juicy stuff.
So I guess number one, has anyone ever asked you for feet pics?
Oh my God. Do you guys want to see my DMs right now? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
no,
show us your DMs, but just blur out my DM I sent you asking that same question, because I don't want to get into that.
You're like,
I was drunk one night and fucking ignored
you're like, shit.
You're like, toes.
But we have to get that off, like, off your chest right now.
Love it. Yeah, no, so many. And other ones, so many, And the other ones that are just famous are like, show me your bobs. It's like, bob pics.
Bobs.
And I'm like, okay, babe, you can't even spell boob? No.
Come on, help me out here.
Yeah, I'm like, if you could spell boobs, sure. But like, bobs, no.
What would you rather, like, would you rather say, show me your breasts? Or like, what's the polite way to, I don't even know if there's a polite way to ask for that.
Can you please show me your breasts, ma'am?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a polite way to ask for any of that.
Oh my God. Ooh.
Show me your bobs is definitely the dumbest way you could ask for it.
It is. Honestly, I think it's hilarious. Like, titties is like... I don't know. Titties. I'm like, titties.
Titties just is cool to say, but
I think
it's like,
tits is like...
Tits is like the least worst, but I don't think there's any way that's easy to ask that. I mean, if you're hot and like you're successful, like, sure.
Yeah,
but it's
like, yeah, of course I will. Like, what's like, the question?
Is it more like normally... older dudes who are like saying, hey, I'll pay you $500, send me feet pics? Or is it like kids our age?
People you even know
who are like, hey, don't tell anyone I'm saying this, but I'm fucking horny right now and feet are my thing. You got nice feet, send me some pics.
Oh yeah, you'd be really surprised. There's a good happy medium. Yeah. It's interesting for sure. And it's hilarious. A lot of people that even like, not guy friends anymore, but in the past were guy friends, they'd like try to take advantage of that. And I'm like,
They're those slithery snakes who are trying to be friends. Yeah.
We've had some
experience with those kind of guys for sure.
Yeah.
Not when it comes to feet pics, though, which is kind of very curious.
Sure. Well, do you guys get asked for dick pics? Like, is that a thing?
Not really. It's,
okay, because I don't know. Is that like a thing that like happens, you know?
I don't think it's ever like for you, it's probably like out of nowhere where guys are like, yeah, show me Bob. But for us, it's not out of nowhere. Like, the only times I think I've ever like gotten asked for dick pics is like when you're like kind of like, getting in the mood, like
when you're like,
sending some shit back and forth, and just like, show me your dick.
It's like, okay, I'll show you my dick.
You're like,
fuck
that.
And
then you put a nice watch on.
Yeah.
You get some blingage on there.
That's the trick.
What you actually have to do is you have to like shrink your hand beside it so it makes it look even bigger.
Yeah, I have huge hands, so it's fucking hard for me.
Oh my God. You guys are funny.
All right. So in that case, what? Are like, if a guy is at a bar and he comes up to you, what are the biggest turn-ons like that he could say? Like what's the smoothest way that a guy has ever come up to you, or even like online? I guess you can go both sides, honestly.
I love assertive men because I'm super independent, so I always have to like make all these decisions for myself. So if they come up to me and they're like, "You come over here, we're gonna do this," like. The buy a drink shit is like,
okay. Damn it.
I'm like, talk to me about my hair or like compliment me on like something that I'm wearing. Like that isn't generic and like nice dress, like something that you have like thought about.
Yeah.
That's really attractive. Cause that means you were thinking about me or thinking about something before you came over, which is hot.
I've learned more just in the last minute than I have in my own fucking arsenal. So
I think, the only good line that I've ever had besides like, saying like, can I get you a drink is like, one time I just went across a bar and I just went up to this girl and I was like, just so you know, you're the hottest girl I've ever seen in here.
See?
And
like that
was, I think that's the only time I was bold enough, and it's probably because I was shit faced. So
be bold as fuck. This is the other thing I wanted to say is guys, I feel like are so scared of girls and like that are out of their league per se. And it's like, no, take your shot. Like you literally miss every shot you don't take. And so just do it.
Yeah. And it's
like,
totally confidence, right?
Like, it is. Yeah.
Like, you know,
so
it's like the most overused word, but like realistically, if like, for me, if a girl comes up to me is absolutely bold, I'm going to be like all over. I'll be hitched to her hip the entire night.
Like, you're like, never leave me.
That's so true too. Like the confidence thing. Cause like whenever I've tried to go up to a girl or if I see a girl who's like, holy fuck, I'll do it because in the back of my head, I always tell myself, if she says no, or if I embarrass myself, tomorrow's a new fucking day.
Exactly. Yeah. Get the like, next fish.
Calgary's a big city. I'll probably never see her again.
Hell
she won't
know
who I am. She probably has like 10 guys a night try to do the same shit.
And like the mentality that like you basically have to have is like worst case scenario, they say no. Like quite exactly. literally, quite literally, the worst case yep. is they say no, and you move on to the next, right?
Totally.
Not worth your time in that case. So
no, not.
We'll kind of flip to the opposite side of that question. What is the weirdest thing you've had a guy come up to you and say, or worse, I guess?
Oh my god!
One of the two.
I had a guy come up to me and be like, bounce up and down 7 times for $50.
Did you do it?
I'm like, give me a grand, sure. Ooh. No, yeah. But $50, like, that's fuck, I look weak. Like. No, yeah. I was like, ew, and he was young too. I was like, do you not have any other line?
That's all you got? Yeah.
Yeah. Bounce I was like, up and okay. down. Okay. Like,
that's weak shit.
What about you guys? What's the worst thing that you've been asked?
Honestly,
or like approach.
I think the worst for me is I've just had girls come up to me and say, do you want to make out? And I just, kinda, in my defense, like, I just look at them. Like, if it's a really hot girl, absolutely, I'm going to okay, do it.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
But there's been girls who, like I'm not trying to sound like an asshole here, but I just, like, wouldn't have done it. Even if I was, like, blackout drunk, I wouldn't do it. So, like, shit. Good for them for being bold. And yes. I totally just was a hypocrite to myself because I said I like bold girls, but there's a certain line yeah. that I can't cross when it comes fair. To that.
My least favorite thing that a girl will say to me at a bar is, like, they'll come up to me without any, like, eye contact, nothing beforehand, oh. and just say, want to buy me a drink?
It's like, oh, my, that stop is the it. Worst. Are you yeah. kidding me?
Like, what? And it's like, I mean, sure, I probably will end up buying you a drink.
You're like, yeah, baby, in a I second.
Think, unless, again, unless they're, like, super fucking hot.
Okay.
Yeah. And the worst part is, like, for me is, like, I probably 99% of the time am going to end up buying that girl yep. a drink, even right. though I'm going to regret it because, first of all, I'm broke. Second fair. Of all, it's probably going to end up getting me nowhere because you probably did this to 10 other guys.
Retweet. Tonight.
Yeah. Retweet. Oh, my God.
So I'm just getting used for my money at this point.
You're like, stop using me.
Yeah. I'd rather get used for other things, not my money. So yeah, I'm like, way too broke for that.
Absolutely.
Oh, I feel that. And also, I didn't mean ew when you said, like, girls would come up to me and make out with me. I just meant, like, ew, that's their approach because I'm like.
Yeah. Bold.
You called him. Like,
I'm like, yeah, ew. No, 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 no.
That's fine. I'm over it.
Sorry for the pause, but it's time for a quick minute from our sponsor.
Yeah, we don't have any fucking sponsors.
Oh, right. Can someone please sponsor us?
Our rate is currently too high.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we'll get there soon. Eventually, we'll have some big players come to the table.
Back to Lexi.
Okay, and my next question, which yes. is my favorite question I've been waiting to ask is yeah. either do you have or have you thought of creating your own OnlyFans page?
Dun, dun, dun.
The most important question
of
this entire interview.
Okay, boys. Get ready. No. But just stay tuned. There's something coming in the next few months here.
God damn.
Mic drop.
That's, I mean, good money, right?
Exactly. Like, that's the thing.
So.
Yeah. And I always thought about it and I was like, oh, I don't want to do that because, like, I don't want to do that. But I'm being a stupid businesswoman not utilizing that amount of my content and that amount of my following. So,
yeah. And
just stay tuned.
I know you mentioned, like in our pre-interview or whatever, yeah. that, like, you obviously, like, do post some, like, lingerie pics and stuff like that on your Instagram. So, like,
exactly.
I feel like that stuff you could easily just bank off of.
Why for free?
Right?
Why for free?
That's yeah. what I mean. And on one of my latest posts, I was like, I should be charging y'all for this shit. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
It shouldn't be free.
Yeah, I was like, what?
I'm not saying I would buy it, but I would buy it.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, we kind of got into some interesting questions. Do you want to get into some edgy ones? You
yeah,
okay
with hit that? Me with the let's edgy questions. Let's go.
What is something that a guy has done in the bedroom that just made you go like, what the fuck was that? Go, like in a bathroom.
Ew, like get the ick?
Oh, the
ick.
Yeah, what's your ick yeah. in the bedroom?
Oh yeah. My fucking God.
That's not a good start. I mean, there's a few.
No, I'm just trying to visualize.
It's honestly just processing because you're like, how, which one is it? Because I know I have a few that I've experienced where it's just like,
yeah,
like I don't even know.
Disgust. Okay.
Makes you sick.
Literally. So I think my biggest ick is like when they are trying to like touch your clit and they're like rubbing your like left labia. And I'm like, babe, It's like over here, yeah. Not over there.
Oh God! How often does that happen?
Oh my God! Okay, this is the thing. You have to train them. You have to train
like little puppies.
Yeah, like puppy dogs. That's
I'm sorry. Oh my God. No, I mean just for some of them. Like, and obviously, like every girl is different, so they have different preferences on like what they like and stuff. And so not all men like know what to do. And so it's just like you just kind of gotta like grab their hand and just like move it a little bit. But some people take offense to that, and I'm like. Don't honestly, be offended. I'm just trying to help.
Yeah, I think the worst is like for a guy when he's drunk. I mean, obviously that's understandable. Like maybe your peripheral gravity is a little off. Yeah. But yeah, I mean that hurts. That hurts me to hear because right. as a dude, I mean, I think I've been able to find it, but
okay, proud of you.
I'm not entirely sure yet.
I don't know. It depends.
But my parents listen to this. I'm a virgin. Yeah. So.
Right. I know. I'm like, mom and dad, turn this off right now.
The best time for a girl to like. Kind of like teach a guy is with you when he's drunk. So then in his own mind, he could just be like, oh, I just couldn't find it because I'm drunk.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. Because my thing is like, I don't want to bruise the ego because if I was like giving head and it was like apparently not going well, which like never happens, but
just quick throw up.
Gluck, gluck, 9,000.
Trust me. Teeth hurt.
Oh my God.
Serious. Teeth hurts.
Ooh, yeah, that just you have makes no me cringe. Idea. You have no oh my idea. God. No. Yeah. Ow. Feel bad about that. What's your guys' like biggest ick in the bedroom?
Mine is like really simple, but it's bad breath.
Ew.
Like I can't get in the mood if a girl like I had one time where like I was about to like just it was just like a quick one night.
Yeah.
And she decided to go like eat some pickles before and so she had pickle breath and I was just, I wish I was lying. And I love pickles. And from that moment,
me too, I love pickles
it was
kind too.
Of one of those things where I was like, you know what? I'm here. I got to get this over with.
Oh my God.
So I did.
It sounds like a chore. You're like, fuck, I have to do this now.
She was like, on good for her. She wasn't good in bed. But like for the most part, I was just like, all I could focus was like, I can't get over this pickle breath right now.
Oh, okay. That's understandable though.
Yeah, that would suck. Mine, obviously like that you mentioned it. Yeah, bad breath sucks.
For sure.
It's something I could definitely get over if... Everything else was good involved with it, but
no,
I think
trust me, you can't.
I think it was honestly, like, biggest ick, I guess you would say, is just laziness.
Oh, like just laying there like a dead fish,
just making me do all the work.
Either on their back or their stomach, whatever. It's just if you're just sitting there, it's like fuck off.
You're like okay, I'm fucking a doll right now. Like great, love that.
Like unfortunately, like it just genuinely like I'm usually just not able to. Do all the work. Like, I just get way too tired and sweaty.
Totally.
I haven't played sports competitively for a while. My stamina has gone way the fuck down. It's
not You're like, funny. Come on, like, babe.
Like, I've had multiple times where I'm just, like heavy breathing, like, like can you get on top? And then, like, some of them would just be like, I don't like being on top. And you're like,
what?
Come on. Like,
being on top is the best because you can literally get, like stimulated from inside and also, like, your clit. Like, you can, like, utilize
you're
both
You're definitely,
of
like... More, I've definitely had more girls saying I'd rather not go on top.
What?
I've had more say I like top better, actually.
Yeah, top's the best. So right.
What kind of girls am I getting with?
We got to find Nathan some girls.
It sucks. We'll flip that question. So, like, what's the best thing? Like, what's a great thing a guy should do in bed? Besides, like, finger your left leg.
Right? Besides finger my left leg. Oh, my God. This is like super like I don't know if people even like care about this, but like either being like super nasty or like charismatic. That is so hot. Either being like super dirty and like raunchy or like you can tell that they like you. You know what I mean? Either one or both. Like when it's passionate sex is like, oh my fucking God. Like that's
I think like
chef's kiss.
I mean, I don't know like as a dude, but like if a girl like tells me what to do, I'd probably put a ring on her.
Yeah.
So like obviously that flips the other way. So
yeah. That's the other thing too. And it's also like, I personally like when my partner gets turned on. So like, I love giving head because it's like really attractive to like watch them like be turned on. You know what I mean? A lot of girls are like, ew, like why would, and I'm like, girl, if you're not doing it, somebody else is like,
that's no, yeah. That's straight up. I'm
like, wait, so are you saying like overall your ideal like man in the bed would be someone who could make love to you passionately, but also behind the scenes, just do
like a little
yeah, be like crazy, yeah. I mean, basically, like, raunchy shit, like, yeah.
Let's be honest, like the dirty stuff is like the best, like it's totally. Way better sex when
it,
like
is it is Christian Grey.
Yeah, Christian Grey. Yeah, like, yeah.
I mean, aside from being a sexy ass man,
yeah,
just his like mannerisms and shit he does. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do.
Literally, it's hot. Like it's hot. It makes you feel love, but you're also like, oh, I'm a whore.
To me, that's how much I like that guy.
I would let a lot of guys do things to me, but he's not he doesn't crack my list.
He doesn't,
like,
know. Like
Ryan Reynolds probably number one.
Oh, easy. Daddy.
Number yeah. two probably Kale.
Oh, no. Shit. I feel like I'm interfering on something here, y'all. I'm
kind of cough blocking right now.
Kevin James. Paul Blart. Out there. Okay, well, fuck, that brings it down to my last question, unless you had any other ones. I got one more question.
I'd say it's pretty good.
All right.
It is, aside from the one I wanted to get out about the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Personally, and for a lot of dudes I know, this is one question that they just want to know.
Yeah.
And it's, does size matter?
No, not in my opinion.
Yeah. Let's go. This is the best.
No, not in my opinion. Like I said, if you know, like, how to, if your thrust game's on A1, perfect. That's literally what matters. And if you are doing what the girl likes, perfect.
What about, like, guys giving head? Is that a pretty big one?
Ooh, that is a big one. Okay, so not to blast any of my exes or anything, but one of them literally had like a phobia of like going down on women. And I was just like, it's not the best, but he'd always want me to suck his dick. I was like, return the favor, bro.
Yeah. It's
like, ew, I don't want to.
That's kind of sexist of him, actually.
I was like, excuse me, are you scared of vaginas? Like, what's wrong with you? Yeah, so that also is like, love it. If they know what they're doing and they're not licking your labia, then it's like, great.
It's fun huge. Time, you know? So it's just, it's really just the game. It, like, the size.
It is.
Fuck yeah.
Go. What a day. I'm a happy man now.
I mean, like, obviously if it's not a little shrimp, you know what I mean?
Like, but if, like, you just can't do work with it. Like, if you literally just can't do work with it.
No, but like, we love all sizes over here.
So it's like, fuck, that whole ocean of the motion.
Yes. Motion of the ocean.
Yeah, isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
It's not the size of the ship.
I was thinking, I was thinking something to do with commotion. I was like, no, it doesn't sound like, right.
No, well, that was my last question.
Amazing.
That was a fucking stellar interview. Great job, you. Lexi.
Thank you for having me, guys. Would you
like kind of quickly shout out your social media pages for everyone?
Yes. So you guys can follow me on Instagram at Lexi Winters, II. On the Lexi and the Winters, no E. TikTok is the same thing, just 17. I also got a YouTube channel. You can just search Lexi Winters. And the OnlyFans, you'll see later on. Just, you got to follow me on Instagram for that.
All right. Yeah, so everyone fucking
make sure you pay for OnlyFans.
Make sure you keep the updates up. Go follow her so she'll give updates on her OnlyFans coming out, which obviously for all you horny fucks out there, that's probably the biggest thing you're going to take from this whole entire interview. Yeah.
Oh my God, we're like, Jesus.
But yeah, fucking
that was
great.
Awesome.
Thanks, Lexi.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Lexi.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that was Lexi Winters. As we said, phenomenal interview. We hope you guys enjoyed that one. Make sure you guys check out her socials. As she said, she TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. So yeah.
And it like that felt like, again, one of those things, kind of like what me and you do, where we more or less just record our conversation and put it, like,
just
it
basically so normal. Yeah, and it was awesome. Normal. So
it was so smooth.
Yeah, make sure you guys give her a follow. Awesome girl, super chill to hang out with. Hopefully, we can make some more content in the future, like we talked about.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We will transition right into Ask MF, Kale. Let's line up some questions. Let's get her going. The people segment is back. Very excited.
Podcast for the people, ask.mf. First question, which I think is honestly my favorite one out of all these questions, is why is Nathan so annoying? I'll answer that first.
Actually. I don't think I can answer that one. I don't. What do you got?
I think it's just like, it's one of those like egotistic asshole kind of things. It's just, I don't know, naturally it's just fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, he walks around like he fucking owns the place sometimes. Always fixes his hair. It's just one of those, like, he just gives off vibes of, yeah, fucking just, oh, he's so annoying.
Okay.
But, like, you're a great guy, aside from all that.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I mean, you shit a lot, so that's what I hate about you.
Well, that actually wasn't the question.
I just had to throw some heat on there.
That's fair.
All right.
It's not dangerous.
Do we have a question that doesn't insult me?
Yeah.
Okay.
The next one is, what is your most legendary party story? There's it's like,
that one's, again, just so tough.
I always say how whenever I see these questions, I kind of, all I really do is just like read them once,
reply, and that's it. I don't put much thought. This one I kind of tried. There's so fucking many.
I just think I can't name one because we've had like we've just had a lot of fun many times. Like, I mean, it's hard to say like we had that one night where we're the main characters of the story.
Yeah.
We're the main characters every night we go out.
I'm the main character in this life.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with the night that you not only jumped through a table. Oh, yeah. A lot of recordings of that. So you guys probably saw videos of it. If not, we might post it up on our story. Just show everyone that Kale was an idiot in high school, too.
That was grade 12, yeah.
Not only did you jump through a table, though, you were asking girls to punch you in the face, which I got a couple videos of, and it looked like it hurt. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it genuinely...
Did you actually have videos of it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't... That's
you,
fucked, man.
You basically took it right in the jaw, and you... Like, you pretend to play it off, but you could tell you were hurting. You could tell you were hurting.
I hated it on video, but inside I was probably just fucking...
You were like, fuck, that girl's got some beef behind that one.
It's funny you say that, because I kind of, like, obviously I remember jumping through the table. I literally climbed a ladder in a garage, jumped through a table. Then I got kicked in the face by someone who we found out later we know very dearly.
Got booted in the face, man. What kind of asshole, when you're laying on the ground after doing a party trick like that, decides to boo you in the face while you're laying on the ground.
Things, you know what? Oh, the cameras are out. Let me just fucking
curb stomp this dude's face.
I remember that, but I don't remember asking girls to punch. I'm probably just like, the adrenaline was just flowing.
That's what I was going to say. I think at that point, you're like, because it was after the table, so your adrenaline was just pumping. And, you know, obviously at that point, you were at the center of the party, so you had to try to find a way to keep it going so people didn't forget about you.
Which we haven't forgot about you. Look at that word. That's pretty fucking legendary, I guess, Bales. My most legendary party story, again, there's... I could use that one for one of the examples. And there's just... I think if it's at a legendary party, you don't remember it. It was so
angry, you got fucking blacked out. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, and I think the main thing is that people are going to think we're fucking assholes right now by saying, oh, we have so many good nights. It's just for me, I don't want to narrow down my memories to one. Great question, but, like, for me, I had a lot more. Like, I have a lot. I just don't want to narrow it down.
So, I guess I will say the most recent legendary party ended up being a whole weekend, and it was – we've talked about kind of briefly with, like, that one of the plot twists in, like, our first episode.
Yeah.
But that weekend in Invermere we had towards the end of the summer was just fucking – it was a legendary
– It was just party. A great weekend.
Did, slept maybe for, like, 4 hours out of, like, the 80 hours we were there.
Yeah.
Wasn't sober. The only thing I consumed other than alcohol was protein powder, which I mixed with alcohol and then threw it all up.
I had some pepperoni sticks. I think that's the only thing I ate throughout the weekend.
Man, I packed fucking like 5 sandwiches.
Yeah.
They were all just still in my cooler when I got back home the next week.
But, all right.
Yeah.
Great question. It's just tough. It's just tough to narrow it down. And I know I sound like you said, an egotistical asshole, but I just don't want to narrow it down to one. So that's just me being a dick.
Do you guys do all your own video and photo edits? Yeah.
Yes. If anyone is good at it, please let us know, because we aren't the best.
We're not the best. We're not the worst. I think we've gotten better.
Our sound is good. I've been told for starting off a podcast, our sound is pretty good. Usually,
And I don't know. Like, you do all that. You do all the sound stuff. Yeah. On Garage. Yeah, we can say GarageBand.
We use GarageBand.
And I was doing the fucking... I mean, are we going to... We can say that we're posting a...
Yeah, well, yeah. And we're going to be posting our first YouTube video. Yeah. So Kale had to edit the sound on that one.
I had to match the sound of the video, which is fine. And then
the biggest struggle we've had in regards to videoing is just our lighting in our apartment. We don't really have good lighting. So we're going to have to look into that.
There's one light in our whole entire apartment.
Yeah. We'll have to look into that. But yeah, we do everything on our own. We do want to get a logo, an actual better logo.
Yeah.
Not our actual faces, but our faces cartoon. In a different
cartoon. So if anyone can edit, like... our logo, which you've all seen, you know how it's mine and his face. If anyone can edit those faces into cartoons,
I think that would be a phenomenal logo, and we'll probably get... Then I don't have to deal with looking at my actual face.
And once we can afford, like once we get paid enough from all our sponsors that we don't have right now, we'll eventually probably...
We got some on the way, though.
We might.
We got
fucking jinx it.
We got prospects, knock on wood.
Knock on wood. But also,
we got prospects. Yeah.
Good question. This one says, gotta do a fuck one, marry one, kill one. Well, I mean, that'd be a great question, but
if you gave us names.
Don't have names.
Okay, so. I'm gonna go on Twitter and just find 3 names on my most popular page. Sure. While I do that, why don't you sing some Island Boy rap or some shit?
Seriously?
And just
sing some fucking Island
Just
Boy?
Go ahead, man. I'm trying to... I just need some time.
Because I'm an Island Boy.
Holy...
I'm a just Island Boy. I'm a get kiwi wine. I can't say that word.
I
keep that gun.
Okay, who do we got here?
Staring at the sun.
Okay, We have, where I'm staying. Okay, shut up. You're done. For all those you don't know what
pool, go fucking Google Island Boy right now.
If I'm going for, I'm on my trending. Okay, so I have Austin Matthews. I have Austin Matthews, Elon Musk.
Oh, I already said I'd fuck him.
And, oh, fuck, I ran out of names. Looks like I'm going to have to go to, let's go to the news. Someone in the news. Jesus, fuck. Man. I don't know any of these people, man.
So far we have
Elon avocado Musk. Farmers? No, let's not do that. Twitter sucks Kill right the avocado now. Farmer. Twitter sucks right now. Fuck. Me.
Man, just go to current events and find a first.
I literally am, man. I thought this was going to be so much easier. Okay, we have Elon Musk, Austin Matthews, and Sid Sixero.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Fuck, Mary, kill.
I'm going to say fuck Austin Matthews, marry Elon Musk, and kill Sid Sixero.
I'm going to marry Sid, kill Elon, and I'll fuck Austin Matthews.
So you'd kill a billionaire. You want to marry a billionaire?
I don't need money to be happy.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
I know, I sure do.
I fucking do, sad for all sure.
The time. I don't money.
Okay, let's get on to the next question. Yeah. That was way too long. Sorry, guys.
Would you rather play in the Squid Games or Hunger Games? You can go first for that one, Bill.
Do you want to explain why you're not going first?
I just need some water.
Okay. I, in a good analysis and a professional opinion, I have to go with the Hunger Games.
Yeah, me too.
The Squid Games, way too difficult to win. I mean, basically, you get fucked in every game. It's all about privilege. That's the whole point. That's the whole message of the story is that some people have privilege and others don't. That's some deep talk for you. You're welcome.
Yeah, and doesn't one person win out of like 600 and something?
456, I believe, was the exact number. So. But I will go with Hunger Games because I haven't killed people, but I think I would be able to.
Okay.
So,
fair enough.
Just so everyone knows, Kale didn't answer the question because he hasn't watched either, so he's a
fucking loser. I haven't watched either. Like, it's fucked, man. We had a Hunger Games question last time, and I couldn't answer it, and that was Squid Games. I haven't watched that either.
You just live under a rock.
I'm just fucking behind the trends. Other than Island Boy.
Hunger Games isn't really a trend.
Can I hear your Island Boy? Hold on.
I'm just an Island Boy.
I'm just Island Boy.
All right, we're never doing that again. Move on. Move on. Holy fuck.
This person said, give me a shirt.
Fucking buy one?
Yeah, here's a thought. Maybe buy one, because we can't just give shit away.
And we're broke as it is, and I have all this money for the shirts on my credit card still.
Yeah, so again, I mean, I apologize for saying go fucking buy one. That was rude, but please buy one. We're going to do another order pretty soon.
Fucking buy one.
So, yeah, we ordered 20 shirts, and I think all 20 of them were already...
They're all sold.
People kind of already got them.
Pick them up.
We're going to do hats, we think.
Yeah, let us know if you guys would buy some dad hats.
Just, like, dad hats, you know, like...
Just MFers, basic black dad hats. Same logo that we got on our shirts at the front. So,
it'll look fucking sick.
Those would be sick dad hats. I know those will sell out pretty quick.
Well, would they say MFers or just minimal filters?
Just MFers.
You think so?
MFers. Gets more attention. People like, does this guy really have a hat with motherfuckers? So.
I guess. This dude fuck with motherfuckers? This
dude of motherfucker.
Oh, wait, no. It's just minimal filters. I'll go follow their podcast and listen to it.
You just got to tell everyone when you're wearing it.
But yeah, also, if you guys want right now, fucking DM us. Say, hey, get me on next order. And also, we might... See if
we need to do it. We need to do it ASAP because of Christmas. Like, if we don't order ASAP, then we won't get it.
Also, hopefully, one day we'll do hoodies, long sleeves, everything. Just fucking people gotta buy them.
What do you mean, one day? Give us some time. Yeah, easy shit. Okay, let's go. We gotta get through this MF.
How do you like your orange juice? No pulp, pulp, or extra pulp?
If you like pulp in your orange juice, you are a sociopath.
Really? I don't mind it at all.
Well, you just answered my question.
I mean, that's the fuck.
You're depends. A sociopath.
If you get like Tropicana, that's just like too sweet without no pulp. You need like
no pulp ever.
No name orange juice with like a hint of pulp is fucking so
You're
good.
You're a sociopath.
Like, I don't think I've ever actually like. I mean, growing up, my parents always bought no pulp, but when I've had pulp, I've never been against it.
When I have pulp, it's nice to, like, I hate
suck it. Suck it into your teeth and chew on the pulp after.
That's disgusting. Do you ever think that maybe it's just human skin in the orange juice?
I hope it is.
Okay. Next question.
This one actually hurt me to read. Why does it seem like Nathan's built for this and Kale's riding on his coattails? You know what?
I don't think I can answer that again.
I'm saying it. I'm saying his name. I'm calling him out.
Don't call him out.
I want you so bad.
It's illegal. We're going to get sued.
I don't care if his fucking dick sues me.
Kale, why are you riding my coattails?
Man, fuck you. we just bounce off each other, all right? This is a fucking podcast for the people.
You're all right, man. You just got to keep getting better, just like this podcast.
Maybe you just got to get worse.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
The same piece of shit fucknut said, when is Jason Chiably going to feature on it?
He was. He was the one who basically was a douchebag friend. He didn't tell me to put a condom on or anything. He just said, what'd you do, spray inside of her?
He featured. That was him on the fucking, that was him we called last podcast. He'll come on. He will come on soon.
No doubt.
100%. No doubt. We just got to kind of figure out exactly what we're doing. This is the start of this podcast.
We still suck at it.
Everything
we
you guys
suck
want.
At setting up interviews. It's a little tough, especially like if he's not in person. So
everything you guys want, it'll eventually happen. So just give us time to answer that question.
We're the people's Jason podcast. We'll be featured on. We do whatever the people want, so...
Basically. You gotta fuck two people with a combined age of 30. What two ages are you choosing?
That's the most fucked up question I've ever seen in my life. That is by far the most fucked up question, and I'm not answering that because I'm pretty sure we can, like, get arrested if we say anything about it.
We have to answer it, man.
No, we don't. We don't have to answer a question that can get us arrested or put on to a watch list.
I'm not going to lie. I Googled the answer to this if it was like a proper answer. And the only thing I saw that was like politically kind of correct was sleeping with a 30-year-old girl who's pregnant.
Okay.
Which is still really fucked up.
That's still fucked up.
Next question.
I can't even. I can't legally answer this question.
This one's definitely for me. Have you ever thrown a hot tub party and got caught? What were the consequences? When I was in Moose Jaw playing my one and only year in the WHL, I went out.
Humble brag.
I went out with the older guys for a party. They were allowed to. I actually was too because I asked for later curfew. But later curfew meant 11 o'clock, not 3 a.m. And that also meant.
I always get those two mixed up. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
That also meant I shouldn't have invited 7 people back to my own place to have a hot tub party. Where I didn't ask, knew I shouldn't have. And I got caught because we were fucking super loud at 3 in the morning. Word got around to the coaching staff and management, and I had to come in an hour early for about a month and a half and work out by myself. And then when everyone showed up, work out with the team.
Did you get jacked?
No, it was more like fucking sprints and biking. It was actually a lot of biking, a lot of stamina stuff.
I fucking hate that.
Had to stay late every practice, had to do every scratch skate, and then I got scratched for a few games too. And that's...
Cool.
It was like the worst thing ever.
No.
I mean, it was...
Imagine if you got herpes. That would be worse. That would
be the worst thing ever. You're right.
Thank you.
It was a learning experience, but looking back, I wouldn't have changed it. I would have changed it.
I probably would have had a hot tub party at 3 a.m.
It was an experience.
It's what you got to do. Live and learn.
If someone asked to be your apprentice, oh my God. If somebody asked to be your apprentice, why can't
do you
I
want me to say it?
Somebody
like,
asked
holy
to be your
fuck.
Apprentice to, and learn everything that you know, what would you teach them?
Do you want
to
get deep for a quick sec? I'm going to just get deep quick. If there's one thing that I've learned in the last I'm going to say the last year, like it's been kind of a quick year. Don't care what other people think about you. I grew up always caring, especially through your junior high and high school days. I mean, a lot of people do that, but I wish I never did. I just wish I did whatever the fuck I wanted to.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with that. Like, I honestly think for anyone who's listening to this, that's in high school, you know, still growing up, still trying to figure out who you are. Trust me, you're going to be so much happier. You're going to have so much more fun when you don't give a fuck what other people think about you.
100%. And that's one of those things where what I was going to say almost like contradicted that. But if you think about it in the way I'm going to say it doesn't, is that first impressions actually matter a fucking whole lot.
Do you mean, that's an anything.
That's one of my things. Like first impressions will go such a long way. And like a reputation also is important.
That's in business. That's in life.
And I'm mainly talking about for like the business aspect of it.
Yeah.
Is that also fucking... Be respectful.
Dates, girls, first dates, always important. You can't have a bad first date.
My piece of advice would just be fucking be respectful.
You can't be 20 minutes late for a date and then say you're just ripping some bicep curls at the gym.
Yeah.
Bad first impression.
Just have some fucking respect. That's my biggest piece of advice. Because again, if you grew up as a little shit and then 15 years later you ran into someone, they're like, oh my God, are you Kale? Like an old adult. Like, oh, you're Kale?
That's that douchebag got a hot tub party.
Hot tub party.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's... Also, save your fucking money. Holy shit.
Yeah.
People always just say, why don't you save your money? I'm like, dude, just fucking like money has one reason. It's just to be spent.
It is. I mean, I'm just broke currency. Right now.
And so. Now I have no money. I regret more anything in the world.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
Whose idea was it to start the podcast?
It was honestly one of those things that we always talked about. Like, you would have a few drinks. We're like, man, we could easily do this.
It was literally just like, it basically came from like listening to podcasts and being like, holy fuck, we could do this.
I mean, I don't want to toot our own horn or sound like a fucking cocky asshole. Like, I have this entire podcast, basically.
Oh, always.
But I do listen to some podcasts that are extremely popular, and I do think we have better flow and better rhythm than them.
And just talk about better shit.
Yeah, and I think that's one of our advantages is we're self-aware of the good things we do and we're self-aware of the bad things we do as well.
Yeah.
But I will honestly say that I took the initiative though. Obviously it was our idea, but when I bought my mic set, I basically handcuffed you and you're like, oh, I got to get one.
Oh, shit. I guess we're actually buying headsets.
So I would say it was definitely one of those things that we always talked about, just kind of like our stupid tattoo that we got.
Yeah.
But I would say I took the initiative because I ended up buying the mic set first. So
I'd say facts. Would you go back and play minor hockey again? Absolutely. Yeah. Man. That's where I met all my best friends basically growing up. And there was no worries.
That's without a doubt. I think looking back at being a kid and literally my only worries, I never really worried about school as a kid growing up too much. My only worries were like hockey and then hanging with my buds. And that's just, I miss those stress-free days of just going to the rink. And by far the best memories I ever had growing up as a kid is your bus trips, your hockey tournaments. And I mean, I wish it was something that I knew when I was younger that I was literally like having the most fun that I was probably ever going to have with a little stress, right?
You wish you knew you were in the good days when you were in them.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But 100% I would. I know the only thing that you had that stressed you out in life when you were minor hockey was if your parents would or wouldn't let you sleep over at your buddy's house after a game.
Ah, the worst.
I was like,
I would always
ask my mom. Or
exactly, I was always my go-to. Yeah. You ask my mom. I'll ask yours.
Oh my god, I fucking miss it. And like that's like you said, like road trips and tournaments.
And I think
one of the best feelings of all time is getting in the hotel room with your boys and playing mini sticks. And I used to always remember when I was like getting older and like those weren't really things anymore. Going for like weekend tournaments, I used to always say, one day all of us boys got to just like go and rent a hotel and just like.
I think
just be there.
I don't think we could do that because we'd end up breaking shit.
Oh, that's the thing. Like back when I was young, I'm like, I'm gonna be silly. We're away from it. But the worst thing was waking up and being like, oh, I have a fucking game.
If you ask anyone growing up, they would say I would absolutely go back to playing minor hockey and not worrying about stress.
There's not one person I know that would.
It was just too fun. And you always, no matter how shitty you were, no matter what team you're on, you always thought you were a big baller. So
100%.
Yeah.
Especially when you won league all the time like I did. But that was just, you know, we were on good teams. And this makes fucking purebred animals.
Why did you throw that in there?
Because, man, we're winners.
Okay.
I could imagine being a fucking loser.
Okay.
Again, this is a question that I'm getting targeted for some reason.
Well, you deserve it.
Why? But Nathan, how much do you get paid to hang out / live with Kyle?
Not fucking enough. Not enough.
Who's paying you?
You don't want to know.
You're right. I don't.
You don't want to know how much money is going to my bank account.
Fuck. Fuck you, whoever just fucking. I know who asked it. I'm not going to
say it. All right. I think that's it. Is that Ask MF?
Dick. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, people. I loved all the questions except for that first one. What the hell?
Yeah. And the first one and last one hurt each of us.
Yeah. That's just hardcore.
It's like a pain sandwich.
We will quickly finish up with the shower thought of the day.
I'll go.
Go right ahead.
You don't actually know what your own face looks like. You only ever see it in pictures and reflections. And I fucking hate that. Because whenever like you'd have like a reverse camera, it's like my face is crooked. Or what the fuck? Why is that eye hanging lower than the other one? You never actually, like, you will never know.
I wouldn't say
what you look like.
I think you should reword that. I think you should reword it as in.
I'm not. It's my own fucking shower thought. I'm not rewording it. It's a thought.
I just think you could have worded it better.
This is the way I thought
you
it.
You can see how you look.
Well, you can't.
Yeah.
You can never see how you actually look.
In pictures and stuff.
No, you only ever see pictures and reflections. It's not what you actually look like. That's a picture. Not you. In physical form, you don't know what you look like.
You will never see how you look like.
In physical form.
In physical form.
Which is the same fucking thing. Everyone here knows exactly what I'm talking about. You just have to throw that in.
I don't know, man. I think your shower thought is right. I just wish you would have worded it better.
What you'll look like in physical form.
Have you ever tried making poems?
Yes.
You shouldn't because you fucking suck with words.
I used to write songs.
Okay. I'm legit using my shower thought of the day. When you scratch yourself, you are losing weight. It might be the most minuscule amount, but you are technically losing weight.
No, you're not. That dead skin's going underneath your fingernails. Still on you.
Man, it doesn't stay under your fingernails all the time. Some of it falls off.
See how fucking diminishing that is when you talk
down. Mine's facts. Yours just wasn't worded. Yours was facts. I told you yours was facts. You just didn't word it properly.
Whatever, man. Sure.
Mine was facts. That
what
sucks.
If you...
It sucks that you ruined my good shower thought of the day.
Yeah, it does suck.
Dead... No, yours was... I told you yours was good, man. I'm just saying that you didn't word it right. God fucking damn it.
And on hostility, like, once again. Look at
what
us.
What are we supposed to do? All right. Kids. Like we said last podcast, let's only shout out one of our social medias each time because no one... If we say all three, people get confused and they're like, oh my God, what do I do? This is so overwhelming. Yeah. For all of you who have, let's go with TikTok today.
Sure.
Let's go with minimal filters on TikTok. We will be releasing our first, like we said, we'll release our first full interview on YouTube. So go check that out, but go follow our TikTok. We'll release a short clip on a TikTok and hopefully we can kind of get some... Getting the algorithm on there.
Yeah, 100%. And again, like Nathan just said, this podcast will be released today, Tuesday, but tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to post a YouTube clip.
Yeah, so for those of you who like seeing and listening at the same time, because that's not the point of podcasts, but whatever, you can go right ahead. Our full interview with Lexi Witchers will be posted onto our YouTube.
30 whole minutes of interview with Lexi on YouTube, and you can see us talking to her in physical form.
In physical form. We're not just a bunch of nice voices anymore. We have faces now.
We're also good looking people.
We have faces. So go check out our TikTok, check out the YouTube. Anything else, Kale?
Hope you all have a wonderful day and the rest of your week. That's all I got.
Yeah, hopefully I can recover from this. My immune system still sucks.
Yeah, it'll honestly might never be good.
I don't think my immune system...
I don't think you're like you treat your body well enough to have a good immune system. And by that, I mean you drink every weekend, as like I have.
That's pretty accurate. You know what? I give you that. All right, that's about it.
Yeah,
all right, thank you, MFers. Have a great rest of your week. Peace
Bye,
out.
Everyone. Bye.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of 5 podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.